We continue with Mishnah Berurah Mid Yom Hilchos Betzias Apasim and Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Yadal. It says in Mechaberim Hamasubim Rabim. If there are a lot of people there, Mishnah Berurah says it's not even if there are a lot of people, even if there's two people. Gadol Shebekulam Botzea. The greater of the people, the greatest of the people there, gets to make Hamotzi for everyone. The Mishnah Berurah says this, as we'll see, this must be talking about a case where the Baal Hasuda is not there, and since the host is not there, the way that we decide who gets to say Hamotzi and be Motzi everyone is the Gadol, the greatest one there. V'imheim Shavim, says the Rama, if everyone is equal in their knowledge, v'echad mehim Kohen, and one of them is a Kohen, then mitzvah lakdimo, then the Kohen comes first, because the Pasuk says v'kidashto, that he gets to go first in everything, but that's only if they're equal in their Torah knowledge. V'ma Kohen ma'aretz, therefore, if the Kohen is not knowledgeable, Talmud Chacham Kodem Lo, then Talmud Chacham comes first, because that is first, as we saw, Gadol Shebekulam, the greatest in knowledge, in order to be Mechabedim, he gets to be Botzeh, he gets to be Motzi, the other people, and he comes before the Kohen. If the Kohen is knowledgeable also, so then the Kohen would get to go first, and the Mishnah Berurah says that it's prohibited for the Talmud Chacham to say, I'm going to let the Kohen come first, because then he's being Mevazeh, the Torah, in the process. Later on in Siman Reish Aleph, we'll see that this is only if he says to the Kohen, Bedin, really, according to the letter of the law, you're supposed to come before me. But if he doesn't say it like that, rather, he says, I want to be mechabed you, and I'm going to let you do it if you want to, so then that's okay. If it's not because he's a Kohen that he's letting him do it, but rather he says, I'm going to choose you to lead the Hamotzi, so then that case, says the Mishnah Berurah, we'll see later on in Reish Aleph, would be okay. And the Rama continues, if the Kohen is also a Talmud Chacham, but he's not as knowledgeable as the other person there, Tov Lakdimo, then it's better to let the Kohen go first, but there's no chiv to let the Kohen go first, since the other person is knowledgeable, more knowledgeable. Yoch Mechaber comments, Im Yeshima and Balabais, but if the host is there, then Hu Botzea, he gets to lead for sure. Vafil Merech Gadol, even if the guest is a bigger Talmud Chacham, the host, the Balabayas, he gets to lead first, even for a Kohen, even for a Talmud Chacham. The reason being because he will give the largest portions, because since it's his bread, he's going to give the largest portions to everyone, and that's what we want to happen. When someone does make the Hamotzi for everyone, he should say Rishus Morai Verabosai. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Alechem Chamudos, who says that nowadays, that we are Chole Kavo to the Talmud Chacham. Even the Baal HaBayis does not generally make the Hamotzi himself. Rather, he lets the Talmud Chacham make the Hamotzi instead. And the Magen Avraham says this as well. But there are some Achronim who disagree with this. The reason that we say that you should say Birshus Mor V'Rabosai is because even if you're a great Talmud Chacham, and even if you're the Baal HaBayis, and therefore you, Min HaDin, get to lead, still, because of Anava purposes, for humility, we say you should say, I hope everyone lets me do this. If there is a Kohen there, and then the Kohen gets to go first, and if he wants someone else, if someone else wants to do it, or the Baal HaBayis wants someone else to do it, so then the person who's leading the Hamotzi or the benching should say Birshus HaKohen or something like that. The Mishnah Berurah said that it's not enough actually to say Birshus HaKohen. You actually have to ask the Kohen beforehand permission to lead instead. But nowadays, it seems like it's assumed that everybody's okay with other people leading the benching, and therefore just saying Birshus HaKohen would seem to be okay. But if you want to follow the words of the Mishnah Berurah, then you would need to ask permission from the Kohen before actually leading, and then say again Birshus HaKohen afterwards. The people who are sitting and are being yotze with the person who made the bracha of Hamotzi, they are not allowed to eat from the bread which is given to them until the person who made the bracha eats from his own bread. But he's allowed to make Hamotzi, cut up the pieces of bread, give out the bread, and then have him eat his piece, and then them eat their pieces. It's not considered hefsek even for him, because that's still considered tzorech ha-seuda, for everyone to get their bread. However, they would need to wait to eat their bread until he eats his bread. If they all have their own bread in front of them, then they'd be allowed to eat before him, because even though he's making the bracha for them, since they are not actually getting from his piece of bread, it's okay for them to eat first. However, if it's Shabbos and there be yotze with his lechem mishnah, and they don't have lechem mishnah in front of them, and they need to eat from his lechem mishnah, so then they would need to wait to eat until he eats first. Because of all this, the Taz says it's better for the person who's making Hamotzi not to give out the bread before he eats. Rather, he should cut a piece, or he could cut up all the pieces and eat his own bread, and then give out the pieces afterwards. But to give out the pieces and then for him to eat, that should be considered a hefsek, says the Taz, and therefore it's also setting them up for failure if they're going to eat before he eats, which would be a problem as well. As the Mechaber continues to say, im kol echad ochal mikikaro, if everyone eats from their own bread, ein kolim zukugim lakikar shabiyat abotzeh, they don't need his, rasham litom kodim, they can eat first. Vimu Shabbos, but if it's Shabbos, tzarech shelifneim asumun lechem mishnah, chismash lifneim botzeh, then they would need lechem mishnah in front of them, vaz yirushayim litom kodim abotzeh, and then it would be okay for them to eat first also. But if that's not going to happen, then they would have to wait for him to eat before they eat.